Some of the Pacific's smallest states are bracing for the arrival of measles as the disease spreads through the region. Since an outbreak was declared in New Zealand, it's travelled to Fiji, Tonga and claimed at least four lives in Samoa. Now there are fears its arrival to other countries in the region could only be a matter of time. Mackenzie Smith reports.
Since measles was declared in New Zealand earlier this year, it's spread rapidly to Pacific neighbours. In Samoa, where schools are closing and hospital visits are restricted, at least four people have died from the disease. Tokelau, which is only reachable by boat from Samoa's capital Apia, has been screening anyone disembarking in the atolls. The general manager of Tokelau's public service, Aukusitino Vitale, says there's no sign of measles yet.
Tokelau is very worried, and hence the reason why the health department has actually put out some precautionary measure, which includes screening when vessels arrive in Tokelau. There is also, I understand, a check on everybody to make sure that the vaccination is up to date.
In the past month, Fiji and Tonga also declared outbreaks of measles, sparking fears that the disease could spread further. As countries in the Pacific scramble to prepare, health systems are being put under strain. According to Niue's top health official, its only hospital is out of the measles vaccine. Acting Health Secretary Edgar Akaola says they are waiting on a delivery from UNICEF to restock.
All of our vaccines are 100%. It's the people who come from overseas that we are worried about. Everyone here on the island is vaccinated at the early age.
Edgar Akaola says UNICEF has not yet said when the vaccines will arrive. Elsewhere in the Cook Islands, the top health official says it's inevitable measles will reach the country. Health Secretary Josephine Almeida-Herman says with 20 flights every week from Auckland, there's no reason not to expect its arrival. She says all the Cook Islands can do is prepare.
We are relying heavily on strong herd immunity from the general public and adult population, and we're hoping we can hold. If we should have a case of measles, we have plans on how to address this and how to isolate the case from the rest of the public.
Dr. Herman says a family of three has been monitored in quarantine after suspected contact with measles.
They are not fully understanding the importance of quarantine, and so today they've been reminded again that they must hold the child, especially in quarantine, until the time period of them likely to develop measles is over.
Dr. Herman says New Zealand's health ministry has also been assisting with preparing for measles. A cooperation agreement with the Cook Islands Health Department was signed in June, improving information sharing and strengthening local health services. This is Mackenzie Smith.